This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. A group of friends from around the state have a serious music problem. They love to play together, but they try not to let their passion for music interfere with their day jobs and their families. So the band, Young Yonder, has come up with the concept of extreme moonlighting. Young Yonder just released their debut album, and four of the six members are here today to give us a sample. Eric Hawks, David Teeter on vocals and guitar, Andrew Tatum on guitar as well, and Adam Eford is on percussion. Young Yonder, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Eric, let's talk about how you all got together as a band.
Well, it's really kind of a hodgepodge, I guess. You know, Andrew and David and I actually... and Adam actually met each other. They were students at Campbell. I was an incoming student. I'm the baby of the band, so they're all
on the way out. Yeah.
They were on the way out. I was on my way in. So we just kept those relationships that we had started there at Campbell and had
we
kept
all,
in touch.
Were you playing music right from the start?
A little bit here and there, mm-hmm. And so we just kind of kept that going. And a few years back. Andrew and David and I got together and started a little musical project as a three-piece that mm-hmm. we had some fun with for a little while. And then the opportunity for Young Yonder came up, and David sent Andrew and I a message and asked us if we want to be a part of it, and here we are.
David, Eric mentioned Campbell. You were studying religion at the time, right? Or
yep.
religious studies?
Yeah.
Do you have a common bond there?
We do, yeah. I think Andrew graduated with a degree in religion. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we... We have that in our history, growing up in the church and then also going to school for it.
Me and Andrew's wives are Baptist pastors.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. That'll keep you in line. Yeah. That's good. And actually, you should take them both fishing with you, because if you only take one, you know, they'll drink your beer.
Exactly. Exactly. So right.
I have one more Baptist joke before we're done.
And no problem.
First, why don't we play? Let's play, play some music.
Well, this first song is called Low.
Bar lights looking down on me in the corner with my drink. A loud room, too many people. I'm way too drunk to think about you, about you, about you. I finish off one more regret to match my empty stare. Poison flowing through my veins. I'm way too drunk to care about you, about you. The hopes we had, the songs we sung, the days to come. The prayers they say behind our backs, the way you smile and make me laugh. Days to come. There's no way I'll ever see her again. My head just won't quit. Her face burning like a flame, burning at both ends. You, you. Dreams we had when we were young, the hopes we had, the songs we sung. Days to come. The prayers they say behind our backs, the way you smile and make me laugh. Days to come. got me running through my dreams. Girl, you got me low.
Young Yonder with the song Low from their debut album. The band performs on February 15th at the Poorhouse in Raleigh and on March 23rd, Good Hops Brewing Company, Carolina Beach. Yep. Great song.
Thank you.
Do you write your songs together?
Well, initially it started out where Eric and I would bring our pretty much finished songs almost to the band. And then everybody would add their take. But now it's gotten to the point where we've been together long enough where we can just start off with like a hook or a melody or something that we really enjoy, and it just turns into a song.
It's really great. Yeah, you know, the thing I love most about this band is just the fluidity of both how our practices go because we're on such a tight schedule, but also just how the songs just seem to like flow and how they just seem to pour out of us. And I don't think any of us have ever been a part of anything like that musically, and it's really, you know, a real, you know, we're really fortunate that we have.
Yeah, and you do a kind of jamming then too. So you don't go back off into your cells and then write and come back.
It's gotten to that point now where we kind of collaborate actively.
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah. That's very cool. Will you do another one for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. The song is called California. Ready. Well, I went out to California. Thought I'd run me down a dream, try to fight off the demons that won't stop haunting me. So I sat down and wrote a letter to my friends and foes alike, attempt to assure them that everything would be all right. But it's not a mistake. Things ended up this way. It's not a mistake. Things ended up this way. The days are long in California. I work my hands down to the bone while searching for someone who can make me feel at home. But it's not a mistake.
Young Yonder with from their album of the same name. That's a song called California. Young Yonder is Eric Hawks, David Teeter, Andrew Tatum, and Adam Eifert. And that's four out of the six in the band.
Yeah, missing two.
We talked about, it's a good, you know how you can make some money, a little tip. But you named your band, the song, the album after the band. You should sue yourselves for using the name of your band as the name of the album.
That's a great idea.
Pick up a couple of bucks right there.
I like it.
Talk about balancing home life and all the rest. I mean, this is a struggle for any musician, right?
Absolutely.
What's that like? How do you keep all that together, or don't you?
It's a lot of grace from our families and spouses. I have four kids. There's a couple of other fathers in the group, so it's just a matter of being kind to one another and communicating, which is
Google Calendar.
Yep.
Yes. we give thanks to
really
Google.
Yep.
Have you thought about, I mean, even making an album? That's because now you've got, you think four kids is rough. Try to get a studio.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And an engineer, right?
Yeah.
All that kind of thing. What do you hope the folks will come away? Do you feel like there are themes or messages that are part of your music, Eric?
I think that the overarching theme of our songs, I don't know, I may be wrong, but, you know, things are bad at times, but they get better, you know?
Yeah. Hope. Yeah.
Hope,
ultimately.
Longing, I guess. I mean, we have heartbreak and all those other, you know, themes that you can, I guess, associate with this genre that we play in. But
yeah, that human piece. I mean, art is always going to be right there where there's that human
element,
for sure. I think our culture and everything is just so outwardly focused with social media and everything that constantly you get a notification, you look it up. Who gave me a thumbs up, whatever, you know? And I think a lot of times we have a hard time these days just connecting with those internal moments, so the things that aren't as comfortable or things that are you're dealing with right at home. So I think that's kind of what we touch on, you know, those things that are a little bit more difficult.
Right, absolutely.
We are talking with the band Young Yonder today on The State of Things. You play another song for us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Once when I was 12 years old, out of the water I came, with a trophy for a soul. Now I just feel the same. Don't lead me on. Thank you.
Hawks, David Teeter, Andrew Tatum, and Adam Eford. They are four of the six members of Young Yonder, and that song came from an album of the same name. That's called How to Be a Baptist. And I'm going to give you time to play us out, but I want to thank you very much for being on the program.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Good to have you here. I want to let everybody know the band performs February 15th at the Poorhouse in Raleigh and on March 23rd, Good Hops Brewing in Carolina Beach. And, of course, you can find all that out at our website, stateofthings.org. And you can find out that our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley's our technical director with Jeff Hamlin on the board today and help from Al Wadarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Young Yonder.
Don't know what to do about this feeling in my chest. Sometimes I feel like I've got nothing left. Then you come to me and you make me feel alright. I begin to think I might just make it through this night. Another day and I'm sitting in my chair. I feel all the weight as I head on up the stairs. Then I think about all the things I never said as I read.